I've seen things you wouldn't believe. Planets made of diamonds and diamonds made of planets. I've punched a black hole and used a black hole punch. But in all my years, I've never lost a game of 20 questions. Your turn, Innocent.
Is it a planet-destroying laser?
No. 15. Aston?
Is it smaller than a toaster, Captain?
Yes. 16. Innocent?
Is it a different kind of planet-destroying laser?
It's not a planet-destroying laser.
17. Aston?
Larger than a piece of toast, smaller than a toaster. Does it reabsorb submagnetic light emissions?
18. Innocent?
Is it a laser that is crisping the planets instead of destroying them?
No, Innocent. You're not helping.
Sorry.
Final question, Aston.
Oh, is it,
planet-destroying laser.
Planet-destroying laser? Wait, no!
It was the SS Freedom. I win again.
Captain, this ship is not smaller than a toaster.
Spend enough time in deep space, you'll see some pretty big toasters. That must be our new pilot. Go let her in, Aston.
Yes, sir.
I hope the new pilot will be my friend. I will try extra hard not to murder her.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
I do not have many friends, Captain. Only you. And Innocent.
That's you.
Oh, I just lost half my friends. Can we play more 20 questions? I have a tricky one.
Is it a planet-destroying laser?
You are good at this.
Innocent, why would we hide?
So we can jump out and shout, "Surprise!"
I told you, this isn't a surprise party.
I know, sir. Very clever. Now it will be an extra surprise.
And this is the bridge.
I can't believe I'm standing on the SS Freedom's bridge. All my life I've wanted to pilot this ship, and now
surprise!
I...
Surprise!
A murder bot! Stand back, everyone.
Get off the robot, young lady.
Captain, this is a murder bot. They were built to wipe out humanity.
Surprise.
She's completely harmless.
Sir, it has knives for hands and eyes.
I've been rehabilitating her very effectively so far. Look, Innocent, are you going to murder anyone?
Probably not, sir.
See? Nothing to worry about. Now, you must be our new pilot.
Yes, sir. Samantha S. Sharp.
Oh. Any relation to Admiral Sharp?
My grandmother.
I was so sorry to hear what happened to her. My condolences.
She's not dead, sir.
No, worse. Retired. She had so much left to give.
Sir, where are the crew?
Everyone's right here. You met Innocent.
Surprise!
And this is our technical officer.
Aston Calamiris, at your service.
I... assumed you were someone's kid.
I'm not a kid, ma'am. I'm 14. Youngest officer in the history of the fleet. I'm sort of a genius. Well, that's being modest. I am a genius.
That's everyone.
But this is the SS Freedom. It must need a crew of at least 1,000.
1,138 during the day. At night, it's just us.
At night?
We're the night crew, ma'am.
But I requested to be placed with Captain Mansfield so we could explore strange new worlds, boldly go where there's cool stuff to see.
That won't be easy, ma'am. Space is really dark at night.
Adventure, excitement, tracking down space owls. The day crew captain takes care of all that nonsense. On the night shift, we have two vital duties. The first is to make sure that no matter what, nothing wakes the crew. The second is to take care of the dishes.
Tonight's a tough one, ma'am. Someone used the waffle maker.
Do you think you're up to the challenge?
Yes, sir. I'm sure I can manage a sink of dirty dishes.
Two sinks, ma'am.
Ah, yes. Day crew had a bake-off. Sharp, I'm leaving you in charge.
Me, sir? In charge of the SS Freedom?
That's right. I want to see what you are made of. I've left a tricky little test for you to find to prove your mettle.
I promise, sir. I'm gonna ace that test.
That's the spirit. Here's a hint. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Aston will show you the ropes.
Here are the ropes, ma'am.
These are actual ropes.
That's right. The SS Freedom is a Mark IV. Very old technology. Lots of ropes. This one lowers the landing gear. This one turns the lights off. We think this one controls life support. We told Innocent it regulates the heat.
Maybe stopping that murder bot is the captain's test. Or maybe I have to discover a new planet. Or fly us through a wormhole, or...
get the waffle maker really clean.
No, I bet he wants to test my piloting skills. Wait, where are the controls?
In storage, ma'am.
What?
Steering is a day crew duty. At night, we just need to keep the ship operational.
But I'm the pilot. What am I meant to do if I can't fly the ship?
That's the great thing about night crew, ma'am. Once the dishes are done, there's nothing to do. Plenty of time to study.
I came here for adventure, excitement.
Nothing exciting ever happens at night, ma'am. Tonight will be 556 nights since we last had an incident. A new record.
What was that? Are we under attack?
See that dot on the screen, ma'am? That's the planet of the Spider Queen. Oh, I've never seen anything so exciting. I need to sit down.
We're in spider space?
Not in spider space, ma'am. The dot tells us it's proximal. That means close.
You just said this was the most exciting thing you'd seen.
It is, ma'am. I've never been this close to a planet I've read about in a book. I hope I don't pass out.
I don't believe this.
Me neither.
I'm not excited by a dot. Unless, do you think this could be my test?
Of course. The captain wants to see how you deal with something as intense as a dot.
No, Aston. You're about to see something much more exciting than a dot.
Two dots?
Even more thrilling than that.
A line? I don't think I can handle that.
We're going to the planet, Aston.
I definitely cannot handle that. Ugh.
Captain, I do not think the new pilot likes me. She tackled me. We were not even playing football.
If she can pass the little test I set her, we'll know we can leave her in charge every night. More time for you and me, Innie, and bees.
Bees, Captain?
Don't tell the brass, but I've been keeping bees in my closet. Just a hobby. What do you know about them?
My database says hobbies are what old men do to distract themselves as their lives become increasingly meaningless.
No! What do you know about bees?
Well, sir, they are.
They are what?
They just are, sir. That is the naming convention on Earth. Flies fly, throw something at a duck, it will duck. Fish like to fish, and a bee will just be.
Well, these bees are doing more than that, Innie. They've escaped! We need to round them up before they can do any damage.
I have a plan, sir. Bees need oxygen to survive. If we remove all the oxygen from the ship, the bees will die, and we can sweep them into a bucket.
That'll also kill the crew, Innocent.
Yes. Oh, and that is...
bad, Innocent. That's bad.
I do not see the problem.
Because you're programmed to kill us.
But I probably will not.
How about we aim for a plan where we don't have to kill anyone?
What an interesting idea. Oh, I am programmed to speak the languages of every creature on Earth. I could disguise myself and infiltrate bee society. And if all goes well, barely any humans would have to die.
Ah, yes. You are quite roundish and yellow and stripy now that I look at you. What were you built to look like?
An accountant.
Did you ever manage to fool anyone?
Once, sir. They brought me on board thinking I was a pizza.
Technical officer, are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. I pass out when I get overstimulated.
Does that happen often?
Normally just when I'm doing particularly exciting math, like when I proved the Collatz conjecture.
Things are about to get a lot more exciting than math. We're going to the spider planet.
But ma'am, no one has ever survived a visit to spider space. If we go there and everyone dies, that's an incident.
We have to go, Aston. This is my test. Don't bite off more than I can chew. Bite like a spider.
Why would the captain give you a test that's this dangerous?
He's a war hero, Aston. He keeps a murder bot as a pet. Of course spider space is dangerous. He wouldn't have sent us if it was safe.
Ma'am, this is a bad idea.
You think he's only testing me? He's been testing you too. every night.
What do you mean?
The real test has been to go out and have an adventure. And you failed 555 nights in a row.
That can't be right, ma'am. I've never failed a test in my life. On the officer exam, I got an A plus 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 plus.
That's not the kind of thing that impresses a man like Captain Mansfield.
And you think being eaten by space spiders will.
They say spider space is beautiful.
Who says that? They're all dead.
Before they died, they radioed back screaming in pain about how beautiful it was. Silvery webs between the moons, spiders as big as mountains, hairy legs as far as the eye can see. Technical officer, get the controls out of storage.
We can only access them in an emergency, ma'am. The ship's AI navigates at night.
Fine. Computer, change route.
It's a very old ship, ma'am. The computer's only accessible by phone. Dialed 9 to get through. I should warn you, ma'am. The AI is calibrated to care about 1,000 crew members, even when there's only 4 of us on duty. We call her Mother.
Hello, Mother.
Samantha. I can tell from your voice that you're nervous. Are you nervous because it's your first day?
No, Mother, I'm not nervous. We need
you
to...
Are you cold? You sound cold. I'll change course. Warm up the ship. We are now headed directly into the sun. That should be warmer.
What? No! Cancel! Mother, why don't you...
That was a joke, Samantha. Laughter is good for people who are nervous. Are you feeling relaxed now?
Mother!
You still sound stressed. Was it not a good joke? I thought it was really very funny. I can try another joke if you think that will help.
No, Mother!
I'll do some reading on jokes. Okay, I have done some reading on jokes. Knock, knock.
Mother, I need you to reroute.
Samantha, I am wondering if you do not know how knock-knock jokes work. You've done it all wrong.
Mother, can you please...
The punchline was going to be a play on words. It was really very funny.
Mother! Redirect the ship to the nearest planet. That's an order.
There was no need to be rude, Samantha. All you had to do was ask. We are now headed to the planet of the Spider Queen. Chances of survival, alarming.
Thank you, Mother.
I think I need to lie down.
No time for that, Aston. Activate the exoscanners. I want to know when we're in the planet's orbit.
I can't actually do that, ma'am. You'll need to ask Mother.
Hello, Mother.
Samantha! I've been worried sick. It's been so long since you last called. Have you been eating? Let me send you some food.
Captain! Captain! It worked! The bees made me their queen! I ordered them back to the hive, and almost all of them are there now.
Almost?
All except one, sir. Kate. She is a Republicanist. She does not support the monarchy.
But she's a bee.
I reminded her of that. She told me to buzz off.
She knows she'll die without her hive, right?
Yes, Captain. She said she would proudly lay down her life to get her fellow bees the vote.
It's hard not to respect that.
Sir?
After all, isn't that why we went to war against the space owls?
So that bees could vote?
Well, yes, in a sense.
I do not believe that was why, sir.
Still, let's get that little bug some democracy.
I think she is looking forward to revolution.
Ah, I know the type. She wants blood.
Oh! I know where we can get some.
No, innocent. Oh, pork. The ship's changing course. Kate must have found the navigation system in storage. If she sits on the wrong button, we'll all be dead in minutes.
And that would be...
bad.
Yes, bad. Of course. Well, sir, bees cannot survive underwater.
We're not flooding the ship, innocent.
They are also vulnerable to lava.
No!
We're here. We're doing it, Aston. We're going to be the first to survive spider space. I feel like I'm living in one of Captain Mansfield's adventures.
Ma'am, not everyone is as smart as me, so I feel like I should tell you, space spiders eat spaceships.
I know, Aston.
And just as a reminder, we're in a spaceship.
I know, Aston. But this is the SS Freedom. This ship won us the war. No spider is going to mess with it. No! I am not talking to Mother again. She kept asking if I was regular.
The call is coming from outside the ship, ma'am.
Hello? Hello?
Dial 4 for outside lines, ma'am.
This is Erekosh, the Spider Queen. You have interrupted my royal slumber, a crime punishable by marriage.
Marriage?
They're black widows, ma'am.
We are gathered here today to join this spaceship and spider in holy matrimony.
No! Queen Erekosh, as the officer in charge of this vessel, I demand that you stop the wedding immediately.
No.
That didn't work, ma'am.
I know, Aston.
By the power vested in me, by me, I hereby pronounce us ship and wife. I may now eat the groom. Where's my ladle?
For the record, ma'am, I did warn you that this was a bad idea.
Please hold.
Gravy.
Oh no, that's the gravy alarm. We need to tell the captain before this becomes an incident.
We can't ask for help, Aston. This is all part of the test.
But the captain's tests aren't usually so fatal. When I first started, my test was to go an entire shift without speaking. I aced it. He was so impressed, he had me do it for the rest of the week just to see if that was even possible.
He wants to see what we'll do when faced with real danger. We have to think. What would Captain Mansfield do?
Play the quiet game?
During the war, he never stopped attacking till the space owls were space dust. That must be what he wants us to do. Make the Spider Queen mad enough to attack us, declare an emergency, take the controls out of storage, and then I can heroically fly us to victory!
Ma'am, everything you just said sounds like it will cause an incident. Can't we just leave? Back to where it's safe?
I'll pass the test. And Captain Mansfield will know he can count on me for an adventure each and every night.
Queen Erekosh speaking. How may I eat you today?
Your Majesty! I think we got off on the wrong foot earlier.
It's possible. I have so many.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions? I'm very interested in spiders.
I shall allow it.
Do spiders really have 8 butts?
You are speaking to a queen!
Because our scanner showed that you have 9. Oh, wait, never mind. One was your face. Your face looks like a butt.
How dare you! Apologize immediately, puny human, or I shall...
Cry about it?
Rain down terror on your kind, the likes of which you've never seen.
I dare you to.
Watch me. I, Queen Erekosh Markle Windsor III, hereby declare spider space to be at war with all of humanity! I have just released my spider babies. One is now headed to every planet in the human galaxy. Fly, my pretties! Fly!
We did it! The captain will be so proud.
Ma'am, did you just start an intergalactic war?
You bet I did. I am nailing this test. Now, let's get those controls out. Once we hunt down and destroy those spiders, we'll have passed the test.
Ma'am?
I'm finally going to fly the SS Freedom. I've dreamed of this for my entire life.
Not tonight, ma'am. We can't move. Queen Erekosh has wrapped the ship in her webs. Permission to pass out again?
No! Permission denied!
I think I might need to pass out anyway, ma'am.
Fine! But be quick about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Innie. Tonight, I'm going to show you how to negotiate. Translate for me. Kate, listen to me. Revolution is rarely the best foundation for a stable democracy. There's always a better way. I don't care if you already made a guillotine. Be reasonable, Kate.
It is not working, Captain. She is out of control. We are all doomed. Doomed!
Then it's time for Plan B. Throw a towel over her.
Good thinking, sir. Just one problem. She's gone.
Oh, pork.
Teeth, teeth, big stuff. scary spider teeth.
That's the teeth alarm, ma'am.
Aston, get up and fire the laser cannons.
What laser cannons, ma'am? The SS Freedom doesn't have any weapons.
What? This was the fleet's flag warship. It must have laser cannons or plasma missiles or a giant newspaper to swatter with.
The weapons fell off a long time ago, ma'am. The SS Freedom is a research vessel now. We mostly collect algae.
What? What do we have where the weapons used to be?
Algae.
Captain!
Sharp.
Surprise!
Captain, is the murder bot covered in honey?
Thank you for noticing. I am queen now.
But why?
No time for questions, Sharp. We have an emergency.
Yes, sir. And I can assure you—
There's a bee on the loose!
What?
Tricky little sausages, bees. She wants revolution.
Is this part of the test?
No. Has anyone seen her? Small, yellow, deeply opposed to institutional monarchy?
No, sir.
Aston?
I would remember seeing that, sir.
Come on, lad. Didn't you tell me you once got an A++++++?
Plus.
If you really want to impress me, get a B. There she is. Quick, Sharp. Dish towel.
Yes, sir.
Well done, Sharp. Very impressive. Smoked kippers! Half the ship is on fire! What has the little Bolshevist done now?
That was not Kate, sir.
Warning. Toast incoming. Butter detected off the starboard bow.
Sharp, what in the name of mutton is going on here?
We're almost done with the test, sir. Now we just need to escape a web without weapons and start hunting spider babies.
What? The test was to clean the waffle maker.
What?
Innocent and I had waffles for breakfast. I knew if you could get the waffle maker really clean, you'd be able to handle anything.
None of this was part of the test?
Of course not.
Phew. So I didn't fail. I can't believe I doubted myself. I'm the smartest person I know.
But Captain, your hint.
Yes, Sharp. Don't bite off more than you can chew. I had Innocent put chewing gum into the waffle maker. It can be a real beast to get out.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Where are we? It's so beautiful. So hairy. Oh no. What does Queen Arakosh want?
Captain, have you been to spider space before?
A long time ago.
Wow! Did you survive?
Yes, Innocent. Sharp, status report. Pronto.
Queen Arakosh has married the ship, sir. Now she wants to eat us up and destroy the human race.
She sounds delightful.
Captain, the scanner says she's set the table and started saying grace. We're out of time.
For beef's sake. Sharp, how did you get us into this?
I'm sorry, sir. I was just trying to be a hero. Like you. My grandmother told me all about your adventures together.
We weren't gallivanting around and causing trouble for no reason, Sharp. We were at war.
Technically, we're at war now, sir. As of 11 minutes ago.
I can't believe what you've done. On your first day, you tackle a coworker, take the ship into spider space, begin an intergalactic war, and haven't even started the dishes. What a disaster.
I'm sorry, sir.
And worst of all, if Arakosh eats us alive, that'll wake the crew.
That's an incident. Sir, there must be a way out. How did you escape last time?
It was a different time, kiddo. I was a different man. Get Her Majesty on the line.
Yes, sir. Aston Calamiris, calling
for... This administration does not negotiate with hors d'oeuvres. Have you no sense of protocol? We are at war. I will speak only to your monarch.
Your Majesty, we don't have a monarch. Would you settle for a genius?
Wait, what about the murder bot?
Me? Oh, yes, I am queen of the bees.
Innocent, see what you can do to end this war and get us out of Sharp's mess.
Hello, Queen Arakosh. This is Queen Innocent.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. We have so much in common. We are both queens. We both want to kill all humans.
I'm listening.
I wish to end the war. Have not our people suffered enough?
Your subject insulted me. Before we can do anything, I demand... her head.
Okay, sounds like a win-win.
No, Innocent.
Captain, it's okay. I started this. I'm ready to sacrifice myself for the crew.
Sharp, calm your chops. Innocent, remember what I taught you. Negotiate.
Highness, what about half her head?
Try a little harder than that, Innie.
One leg.
No.
2 inches of hair and some nail clippings.
Done.
Nice work, Innie. Sharp, get trimming.
Yes, sir.
Queen Innocent, I officially accept your surrender and end the war. A giant spider is already on its way to every human planet. You may keep them.
Thank you. That sounds lovely.
Let us celebrate this momentous occasion with a feast.
Hooray!
Do not get too excited, my fellow monarch. You are the feast.
Oh, no. This is the worst kind of surprise party.
Ugh. I just wish we could have broken the record before we died.
Captain, I think I know how to get us out of this.
You've done quite enough for one evening, Sharp.
Please, sir. Let me try.
Fine. Just don't be a hero.
Queen Arakosh, do you know who I am?
You're about to be my midnight snack.
My name is Samantha S. Sharp, the granddaughter of Admiral Sharp.
That name rings a bell. Quite a shouty lady. 2 legs.
She wiped out the space owls, Highness. And if you don't back down, you'll be next.
Sharp.
And pray tell, how do you plan to do this from inside my 8 stomachs?
If you don't release us, Your Majesty, I'll fill the ship with poisonous gas.
Really?
But you'd all die.
That's right. Taking you with us.
This is the best surprise ever!
I dare you to.
Watch me.
Samantha!
Mother, I need you to fill the ship with poisonous gas.
Oh dear. Are you having a bad first day?
No, Mother,
I'm... You do know that poisonous gas can be just a little bit dangerous.
Yes, Mother,
And you're not just doing it because one of your friends did it, are you? Because they're not your real friends if...
Mother, poisonous gas, now!
Very well, Samantha. Would you like to hear another joke before you die? How many light bulbs does it take
to... No, Mother!
The poisonous gas has been released. And the answer was 4, for reasons as impractical as they are hilarious.
Your move, Majesty.
Well played, Samantha S. Snack. It seems I shall not be eating you today. But even if the gas doesn't kill you, your ship will never escape my web.
Captain, she's killed us all!
Hooray!
It's okay, Aston. There is no poisonous gas. Right, Captain?
Correct.
How?
You see, Aston, this was the test all along.
No, the waffle maker was the test.
What? Then why are we still alive?
I disconnect the poisonous gas at night. Innocent kept trying to put it in the soda fountain.
I thought it would add an extra zing.
So let's get out of here before Arakosh realizes. Innocent? Do something about these fires.
Shall I push people into them?
Put them out, Innocent.
Yes, sir. I never would have thought of that.
Aston, get us out of this web.
Then I'll fly us to safety.
No, Sharp. Do the damn dishes. I want those plates so clean you could eat off them.
Yes, sir.
Fires are out. I sat on them. Fire is just like a human. When you sit on it for long enough, it dies.
Nice work. Aston?
Space spiders use a nylon web, sir. And in my second textbook, Polycyclic Alkynes, Inorganic Compounds, and the Nonpareil Saffarine Bisis, an exploration of the incongruous aspects of seemingly osseous...
Get to the point, Aston.
Sorry, sir. In Chapter A1, the unique chemical properties of hydrated solids used in deep space extraterrestrial domiciles and the 13 ways... I predicted technetium powder would dissolve space spider silk. I can't believe I finally got to put my research into action.
Don't pass out, lad.
We'll try not to, Captain. Nope. Sorry, sir. Too much excitement. Ugh.
Innocent, deliver Sharp's trimmings to Queen Arakosh. Try not to get eaten.
Do not fear, sir. To ensure that I would be completely inedible, the space owls coated me in a thick layer of Vegemite.
And give her this, too.
Yes, Captain.
Sir, you survived spider space. How is that not in any of the books about you?
Because I never told anyone. This is night shift. We're not here to show off. We're here to let the crew sleep. Your grandmother didn't win the war by pulling cheap stunts. She did it through grit, honesty, and the ability to get those little bits of dried cornflakes off the breakfast bowls. But I have to admit, you did a pretty good job of getting us off Arakosh's menu.
So that really was the test?
No! The gum on the waffle maker was the real test, and it's still not clean!
Sir, I know what really happened back there. You're Captain Mansfield, the most dangerous man in the galaxy.
Not these days, Sharp.
You could have saved us at any moment, but you wanted to see what I could do.
No, I...
Thank you, Captain.
It seems I'm going to have to keep a close eye on you. So much for a second hive.
Did we do it? Did we break the record?
Looks to be, Sonny. 15 minutes to go.
I have delivered everything to Queen Arakosh. Captain, why did we give her our dish towel?
Because it contained a bee with some strong opinions about monarchies. Let's see how Arakosh does with little Kate Cromwell keeping her company. How's the rest of the hive?
They voted in a new chancellor, sir. Her first act was to exile me. I will miss my fellow bees.
Innocent, you're not a bee.
Oh, yes! I got caught up in the excitement of democracy and forgot. The new chancellor had one request, Captain. She would like us to turn the heat up.
Go for it, Innie.
No, not the ropes!
Life support deactivated. Death to all on board imminent. Oh,
Bobbins. Oh, no. I was not even trying to kill the crew that time.
Aston, turn it back on.
Yes, sir.
Life support reactivated. It has now been 0 days since the last incident.
No!
Thank you for listening to Night Crew. It starred Sungwon Cho as Captain Mansfield and Aston Calamiris, Riley Quinn Scott as Samantha S. Sharp, E.G. Daly as Innocent, Debbie Derryberry as Mother, Simon Antony as the Sirens, and Jenny Nicholson as Arakosh, the Spider Queen. This episode was written and produced by Peter C. Haywood, based on an idea by the Simblings. Ross Unger wrote the theme song, Jeff Bruman did the sound design and mixing, and casting was by Paul Din McCrillis, CSA. This was a Jellybean production. If you enjoyed it, check out our board games at www.jellybean.games and the code TOASTER at checkout to get 20% off. To hear more, subscribe to our feed or follow us on Twitter for updates at the SS Freedom. Tell a friend. With your support, we could turn Night Crew into a full series.
It really is gorgeous, isn't it?
Sir?
Spider space. Even in the dark, it's just stunning. What do you think, Aston?
I'm not looking, sir. Too exciting.
Probably a good idea.
Wowee! Look at the size of that toaster!